Intel is going to combat the issue of PowerPC very aggressively. We'll leave that chore up to Intel. It's going to spend about $150 million in advertising alone to attack that product. I think it's going to be an uphill battle for PowerPC, to come back to that other question. I had a few other quickies here. I think we've run out of time. If as long as they run out of videotape, you don't mind if I answer a few of these questions. It says, there's rumors circulating about the board of directors making changes to the management team. How did the board react to the Q3 loss? And is your job as president on the line? The job of president of any enterprise of this size, at least in America, is on the line every day, and it should be. There shouldn't be any more immunity for the chief executive than anyone else on doing his job or her job, as the case may be, effectively. And what your board of directors' responsibility is to judge that executive's performance in light of all of the problems, all of the inherited difficulties, all of the marketplace issues, and then make a continuing assessment. There's no employment contract here. There's nothing of that nature. And so I leave that to my board of directors to continually assess my performance, just like I assess the performance of my direct reports. You may not know it, but the board cannot really interfere with any other management. They only address their attention to the chief executive. It's the chief executive's responsibility to deal with all other management issues in the company. They did not react favorably to that loss, but they're supportive. You know, I recently presented for several hours, really, this phase two of our reconstruction of digital, our transformation, how it goes on, what we're going to do in the next couple of years. Doesn't mean we're going to wait 2 years to get profitable. We're going to get profitable as quickly as possible. And we're going to start making the decisions about businesses and that I've talked about this morning right now. But in the next couple of years, for all of this restructuring to be finished and behind us, laid it all out for them. They gave me their strong personal and collective support. I feel like I've had tremendous support from the board of directors. You got to remember, in the news media, one of the things I try to remind myself, in the news media, their job is to sell print. You know, so they're going to sell Business Weeks or Wall Street Journals or whatever. And typically what's interesting to read is gossip and dirt. So typically these articles are a little more negative than they actually would be factual. But in any event, you know, you just have to steel yourself to that. You get used to the bullet holes and you just go on with it. Keep your objectives clear. Are you planning to sell parts of Digital's business? I've mentioned that already, that the answer is yes. Wouldn't be my first choice. But again, we tried our first choice. Wasn't good enough. Now we have to go to the other phase. Given the stock price, is Digital a takeover candidate? I would think so. I mean, any of the companies are takeover candidates. However, high technology takeovers are not the norm because they're extraordinarily difficult to manage. And fundamentally, I think Digital's best defense against the takeover is to begin to perform. We need to have growth in earnings. It's far more important to have earnings than to have a particular revenue size. You know, being a $14 billion or $13.5 billion company in revenue, losing money is not as attractive as a $10 billion company making money. Just to use I'm not saying we're going to be a $10 billion company, but I'd rather be and making money than $13.5 billion and losing. We talked about this one. I talked about this one. It's an amusing question. It says, it seems like every time something bad happens, which is apparently frequently, we promote more vice presidents and lay off more regular employees. Would you comment on that perception? And I did comment on it. It is a perception. The facts are quite otherwise. But I don't know. Perceptions are important. That's one good reason about these DVNs, by the way. It gives me a chance to take on some of these perceptions directly and to hear what your perceptions might be. So I'm open to additional questions, even though I think the DVN is over, if there are any additional questions. Maybe we even stop taping, you could ask something you don't have to worry about being on tape. You know, surely there's some really offensive question out there you'd like to ask. Well, let me get to this one first. Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much. My name is Jonathan Okongo from the Personal Computer Business Unit, SAC Computers. Constantly, I do run into customers who has problems and concerns about our Rainbow. We did disappoint a lot of customers out there with the Rainbow that came out a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. Today, some of them are very reserved going further to purchase the AXP. But it's my duty to do a good job to make sure that they end up buying the AXP, which have been happening. Just like you know, the business unit where I am is growing in double digits, if not triple. How do we, actually, yesterday I received a call from a customer, a multi-billion dollar company. They have a reservation on this. They want to buy 300 units PC yearly from us, but he wants to know, he would like Digital to publicly address how they left a lot of customers that bought Rainbow a couple of years in the cold.
The issue with the Rainbow is a lot longer than 2 years ago, actually. I think, I want to say 84, 5 time frame. Before I came to the company, I came in 85. And this was the result of applying a mini computer mentality to a personal computer design. And it's quite expected because we're a mini computer company. Turned out it was quite unsuccessful, even though the product was very well designed from a reliability point of view and a solid product. I believe you could sit on it. I think that, in fact, was one of the criteria. On the other hand, wasn't necessarily priced and did not necessarily run the software that customers wanted. Those days are well behind Digital. And in fact, the whole mentality of our company now needs to be PC-centric. The way you design a product, time to market of the product, the way you manage its end of life, more and more the whole systems business unit issue. It's not an accident that the leader of our PC organization, who was successful in not only meeting his numbers but exceeding his commitments, was promoted to take on that responsibility and to bring that PC-centric way of approaching the problem to that business unit. This is what we have to do. Relative to the customers now, we've got enough of PCs out there. Our reputation is quite solid. And I should mention, I meant to do this earlier, and maybe it'll be available. So last evening, I was going over some notes and thoughts about today and what I might say. I was reading an analyst report that literally came out yesterday. Somebody faxed to me by Stephen Smith here. And part of this calls my attention to something I hadn't had a chance to read yet. It says, a recent survey from the April 25th edition, so this week's edition of Computer World magazine, indicates that Digital's customers, he says Dex, but I said Digital, Digital's customers, flexible, appear to be have more positive feelings toward the company than last year. And in parentheses it says, in stark contrast to Wall Street. It says, on average, Digital's customers appear to be not only more willing to buy Digital's products than they were a year ago, but also have more confidence in Digital's future. And then he goes along, he shows some data here, but it's in Computer World magazine, this week's issue, that talks about people that are more willing to buy was 27%, less willing was 17%, about the same was what remains. Another group, more confidence, 38%, less confidence, 18%. So we're beginning to change the perceptions out there. And even though, because we're right here in the thick of the battle, sometimes it feels like, boy, it does not feel too good. Customers have a better perception of our prospects and our future than some of us might have. As I said, I have a lot of confidence in you, a lot of confidence in our people worldwide, confidence in our products and services. We need to get our cost structures in line, get more focused, a little more urgent, execute. We have the technology and the people and the things we need to be successful. I think I have to draw this DVN to a close by now. I'm keeping a lot of people waiting. Again, I want to thank you very much for coming. Those of you that did not have an opportunity to ask your question publicly, I'll stay around down here at the front and try to address your questions. Thank you again. Thank you.